This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the opening days of the first extraordinary session of the second regular session of the 100th General Assembly.
What everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our...
The extra session opened on Monday. Senator Doug Leibla of Poplar Bluff sponsors Senate Bill 1, which responds to the governor's call for this session.
Removal of residency requirements for police officers and other public safety personnel in the city of St. Louis. Also, juvenile certification for the offenses of unlawful use of a weapon in armed criminal action. Creates a pretrial witness protection fund and witness statement admissibility. It also includes endangering the welfare of a child for any weapon offense and also unlawful transfer of weapons.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur sponsors Senate Bill 12, which would establish the Smart and Safe Schools Act.
The people I've talked to in my district and throughout the state are very concerned about making sure that our schools opened so our kids can learn, so that they're back to a little bit more normalcy during this pandemic. But they want to make sure that our schools open only and if they can open safely.
Then on Tuesday,
at this time, I'm going to call the Senate Committee on
the Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee heard Senate Bill 1. The measure carries several provisions. Under current law, commissioned and civilian personnel from the St. Louis City Police Department must retain primary residence in the city for a total of 7 years. This legislation would change the requirement to a one-hour response time from that person's home. Senate Bill 1 would also allow someone between the ages of 12 and 18 to be charged with unlawful weapons use and armed criminal action. In addition, a statement made by a witness which would otherwise not be admissible would be admissible if the court finds a defendant engaged in wrongdoing with the purpose of preventing the witness from testifying in any proceeding and the witness fails to appear. Also, a first-degree charge of endangering the welfare of a child will include when a person knowingly encourages, aids, or causes someone under 17 to engage in any weapons offense. Plus, penalty for a person who knowingly sells or delivers any firearm to someone under 18 would be a Class E felony. Senate Bill 1 would also create the Pretrial Witness Protection Services Fund. The Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee plans to decide on Senate Bill 1 on Wednesday. If they move the measure forward, the full Missouri Senate could start discussing the proposal as early as that afternoon. If the bill moves through the upper chamber, it would then proceed to the Missouri House of Representatives for its consideration. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.